And I'm back this week with our good friend of Mater Dei Radio, John Johnson, along with Deacon Leo Rosca Hidalgo. We started a conversation last week on this beautiful celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe, her feast day coming up on December 12th. Many of our parishes around the Archdiocese prepare to celebrate this beautiful feast day and the incredible conversion, not only in Mexico, but across the United States and the world because of the apparition of Our Lady in Mexico. John, thank you so much for being with us. Deacon Leo, thank you so much for our conversation today.
Yeah, Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's considered Our Lady of the Americas, so Mexico as well as all of Americas. And John Paul II went there four times. I didn't realize that, but when I looked up his writings, because he was really enamored with just what took place there with Our Lady and all of the Indians. So the second section that we're talking about is the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And there's two pieces that Mary talks to Juan about.
Deacon Leo, first, let's set the stage here for people who maybe are not aware of exactly how it was that this man, Juan Diego, who he was and why Our Lady chose to talk to him.
The way that we could explain that or share it with you is the suffering of the people, which brings about trauma, which brings about fear, and the temptation to be hopeless about it. And so what is coming through the Lord is he sends his Father God, sends his mother, sends his mother to the people to visit them and say, there is hope. There is hope. And so she visits Juan Diego. And Juan Diego, he's an indigenous person.
Yes.
Okay, he's an indigenous person. He's 40 years old. And Mother Mary comes, La Señora viene al mundo, and she looks like us. She looks like us. And for Juan Diego, in the consciousness of the people, that says we're included. We're not ostracized as we are being ostracized by the oppressor. Now she's coming. There's hope. Therefore, she's the liberator to take us out of our depression that we have there. And she comes as a young pregnant mother, she has the black form. She is with child. And the words to Juan Diego, some of the words, you know, in midst of all that she says, which is basically, no te preocupes, hijo mío. Don't worry. Yo soy tu madre. Don't worry. I am your mother. And so with that, just with those simple words, the awareness of the people in suffering, now they're being uplifted, and the person is Juan Diego that calls her, there's the princess. There's the young one. And obviously he's going to spread that not only to the bishops, but he's going to share. I saw this beautiful lady, this little brown lady, La Moranita. And so now the light is coming into that dark place in Mesoamerica, but it's going to radiate much more beyond 1531.
Deacon Leo, you talked about the hope that the people were looking for and the pregnant image of Our Lady who bore hope within her, right? That is coming to the world. She personified an image of hope to the people. And that beautiful message to Juan Diego, here's what Our Lady said to Juan Diego in the year 1531. My son, I love you. I desire you to know who I am. I am the ever-Virgin Mary, mother of the true God who gives life and maintains its existence. He created all things. He is in all places. He is Lord of heaven and earth. And I desire a church in this place where your people may experience my compassion. All those who sincerely ask for my help in their work and in their sorrow will know their mother's near in this place. Here I will see their fears, and I will console men, and they will be at peace. John, this beautiful message is of hope, and it's of peace, a peace brought to the world to a people who, as we talked about in our first series, they suffered. They suffered from their own actions, and they suffered from the lack of knowing who Christ and especially who Our Lady was.
And what I want to add to that, Brenda, is you see, hope. She brings hope. And what year are we in right now?
That beautiful,
the Jubilee,
yes,
of hope. And Pope Leo XIV, one of his three words when he was there on the balcony is peace. So Mother Mary, how she acted then, is alive in our situations where we need hope, where we are to ask her for peace in the midst of the fears that we have every day, and to trust that she indeed will console us, as she told Juan Diego then. She's still present to console us as a mother.
And John, he brought this story to the bishop. Lay out more of this story.
Yeah, the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe and with Juan Diego and then his uncle, Juan Bernardino. So he's a very poor Indian. He's already been catechized, and the Franciscans have been teaching him. And she comes one day on the 9th of December, and he hears, he's walking around Tepeyac area, and he hears singing and birds and things like that. So, and then all of a sudden he hears his name and says, Juan, you know, Juan Diego, who are you? Where are you? And he villages up to Our Lady, and he says, like Leo had said earlier, that she's a young lady, a girl, very young, and so beautiful. And she looks like one of the Indians. So when he's looking at her, there's rays of light, rays of beauty, and of such. So Our Lady says, go to the bishop, Cigarro, the first bishop there as a Franciscan. And so he goes to share the story with the bishop. Now, his helpers and assistants didn't understand what he's talking about. And the bishop said, go away, but come back. Let me pray about this. So he goes back away. He runs into Our Lady again. And Our Lady says, well, what's going on? Juan says, he doesn't want to listen to me. He should send somebody else. So he's a very humble person. And Our Lady says, I want you to go back and talk to the bishop. So he essentially goes back and talks to the bishop again. And the bishop tells him, I need a sign that this is really of Our Lady. And so he goes back to ask Our Lady and says, the bishop needs a sign. What can we do? So in so many words, Our Lady asks him to go up the hill and to see the roses there. Now, this is the time of the year where there's no roses.
Right.
And so he goes up the hills and gathers the roses, and they're not typical Mexican roses. They're from Castilian. They're more Spanish roses. So he takes the roses, goes down the hill, and Our Lady, he puts them in his cloak, which we call the tilma, and Our Lady sorts them around, moves them, and she tells Juan, go and show the bishop what you have here, and that will be his sign. So he hurries back and goes to the bishop. The telma, he drops down, it's like a cloak, and for those of you who have seen it, it's about 6 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. And this is the famous telma that people at first thought it was painted, but it's not painted, it's an image. And scientists from NASA and over the last 300 years from different scientific principles have gone and looked at it and said it's not painted.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an image that's impressed on it.
And what I want to add, John, is there is I've at St. Joseph's, I talked to Spanish-speaking people and said, what does it mean for you when you see the image? The women say this, made by God. Mm. It's an image that is alive, that radiates God. And through the Tilma, Father God, Mother Mary, are calling us, the people, to have hope, to have joy, to transform our lives. But what really got me is when they said, it was made by God. And about 14 years ago, my wife and I went on a pilgrimage to the Basilica and looking up at that. And now with this lady at St. Joseph's telling me, it's much more than just me looking at it. Mm. But now what I see was made by God beyond any scientific ways of explaining it.
And there are so many facts about the Tilma. I encourage our listeners, as we lead closer to this feast day, read more about it. There's information about, again, there's no brush strokes, that if you look at the constellation in Mary's mantle, it matches the constellation of the stars on that night when Juan Diego met her. The reflection in her eyes of what she was looking at. When he opened the Tilma, you can see the reflection of what could be the people there. And it is, as you said, an image. It's not just an image. It is her. It has a temperature that is maintained always at 98.6 degrees, the Tilma itself. And of course, made of cactus, it should have disintegrated hundreds of years ago, and it is still intact for the world today. We're going to enjoy more of our conversation next week again, so close to this beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. John Johnson and Deacon Leo, thanks so much for being with us today. I look forward to our next conversation.